Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Compliance Week News Podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we're going to talk about shareholder access to the proxy statement. The SEC recently voted to propose a rule that would give shareholders access to the proxy if they hold certain amounts of stock, and it would let them place nominations for board directors into the proxy statement. Proxy access has been a very controversial idea in corporate America for a long time, and now it looks as if it may finally become the law of the land later on in the future. Joining us to talk about the politics of proxy access and what the SEC may do with its rulemaking is Nell Minow. Nell is founder and editor of the Corporate Library, which is a governance watchdog that has long supported the idea of proxy access. Nell herself attended the SEC's open meeting on May 20th to debate the proposal, and she is also a very old hand at governance issues and knows these things cold. So, Nell, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
I'm glad to be here.
Now, first question, you did go to that meeting, so I was wondering if you could describe the overall mood of things there. Do the three Democratic commissioners still seem very firmly in favor of proxy access, or is there any common ground between them and their Republicans, or where will we really see a 3-2 partisan split among the five commissioners on this?
I was surprised by a couple of things
sure.
When I got there. The first was how essentially scripted it was. I spoke to the staff a little bit before the meeting began, and they knew already pretty much everything everyone was going to say. There was very little that was a surprise either during the Q&A or during the statements made by the commissioners. They had all met ahead of time. Everybody knew exactly where he was going. And then the second thing that surprised me was how little common ground there was, how people were extraordinarily respectful of each other's points of view. Everybody thanked the staff, even when they didn't agree with the proposal. But they seemed to be arguing almost at cross purposes. It was not as though somebody said it was red and somebody said it was green. Somebody said it was red and somebody said it was a cow. I mean, they were really talking about two completely different sets of things. Furthermore, the third thing that surprised me is that what I felt was kind of the elephant in the room was, to me, one of the potential vulnerabilities of the proposed rule is the jurisdictional issue, the last raised in the D.C. Circuit when the SEC issued their rulemaking on one share, one vote, which the D.C. Circuit found was invalid. I am concerned that the people who have already said that they intend to challenge this rule, if it ever goes into effect, like the Chamber of Commerce, will make the same case that was successful in the challenge to the one share, one vote rule, and that this proposal doesn't address that more directly.
Well, let me get your thoughts about the proposal itself. And essentially, the largest part of it is that for large accelerated filers, I believe it is shareholders who hold 1% of the shares for a year would be able to get some sort of proxy access, or at least have the right to propose a proxy access reform to their company. What do you think of what was being proposed? And I mean, is it, you know, does it work? Does it make sense?
Well, there's an important point to make about that. 1% does feel low, and it is lower than in previous proposals that have come before the commission. But there is not going to be a big collision of 100 1% holders coming in with different slates. There is kind of a race to the courthouse element in the rule, which I'm sure will elicit a lot of comment, because I would rather have, rather than the first one that comes in, I would rather have the one with the largest number of shares behind it make it to the proxy. But no matter what happens, only one alternate slate will make it onto the proxy. You're not going to have six different slates to choose from.
Yeah. And you know, I also am wondering if the SEC does approve this rule, as it probably will with the three Democratic commissioners who are supporting it, what is that really going to mean for shareholder activists after the fact? I mean, are they really going to put this to use? And in fact, I heard one great wisecrack the other day. Everybody is fighting over access to a statement that investors hardly ever read. Which, you know, fair or not, I thought it was a fairly funny insight, but it's what actually will this do if we do have proxy
access? Well, you've got a big of a chicken and egg problem there.
Yeah.
Investors I do not accept the idea that investors hardly ever read it, but let's assume for the moment that that's true. If investors hardly ever read it, it's because there's nothing interesting on it. I assure you, if there is something interesting on it, people will read it. I would argue, however, that the investors that I work with, the institutional investors who hold more than half of the stock of the companies in the indexes, read it very closely. I can tell you that because my firm reads the reports of the way that these institutional investors vote their proxies. So individual investors may not read them, but I think that that is also changing very dramatically. I think if you look at the discussion groups on Motley Fool and Yahoo and other places where individual stock-picking investors hang out, you will see that they recognize that one of the great contributors to the economic meltdown was their failure to look at some of the red flags and other indicators in the proxy statement about problems. And so I think there's a lot more interest in executive compensation issues and in board of director issues even now. And of course, if there are alternate slates, I think that will step up tremendously. Furthermore, the rules, one very important rule that's changing right now is that in the past, brokers have been allowed to vote on director elections as being routine. That is changing too. So more of those votes will be passed through. And again, there will be more reason to look and more things to look at. So I think that is changing. Now, as to the question, will this be used very often? Gosh, I hope not. I don't think anybody is intending that this would be used even 5% of the time. This is primarily to serve as a reminder to companies that their director candidates must meet a market test. And that if they don't, there is this alternative. It should not be easy, it should not be simple, and it should not be cheap to do it. But it should be doable, and I think that's what proxy access will do. You know, nobody is saying that the playing field has got to be level between shareholders and management, but it should not be perpendicular, and that's pretty much where it is now.
But and you ultimately hope that this will cajole boards to be more responsive or at least more, I don't know, communicative with shareholder groups along the way as an ongoing sort of a thing.
Yeah, right now, you know, a lot of the post-Enron reforms focused on the independence of directors, and that makes perfect sense. This is America. We love independence. We celebrate independence on the 4th of July. Independence is next to godliness in America. The problem is that there's no way that anybody who serves on a board right now could possibly be considered independent. They're selected by management. Management counts the votes. No one runs against them, and management provides all the information and sets the agenda. It's ridiculous. And so what this rule will do, whether it's used or not, what this rule will do is remind directors that they are there on behalf of the shareholders and that if they do not remember that, the shareholders have a way of reminding them.
Okay. All right, Nell, that actually is all the time we have, but you gave us plenty here to think about, and I certainly appreciate your time. So thank you very much for joining us.
It was a pleasure.
And again, everybody, that was Nell Minow of the Corporate Library talking with us about the SEC's proposal to give proxy access rights to shareholders. That is all the time we have this week. I am Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, thanking you all for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time.